Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Thursday, July 11th, 2019. On this day in 1889, Tijuana, Mexico was founded. 10 party members from Berlin have signed an incendiary letter against the Thuringian AfD faction leader and party right-winger Bjorn Höcke, which became known on Wednesday. Among them are Georg Pazderski, AfD chairman and chairman of the parliamentary group, and 7 other members of the 22-member parliamentary group in the House of Representatives. In addition, Andreas Oti, district councillor of Spandau, and Carsten Frank, AfD district leader in Tempelhof-Schöneberg, supported the appeal, quote, for a united and strong AfD. Höcke is the founder of the right-wing national Flügel in the AfD. At a meeting on Saturday in Thuringia, he used a speech in front of 800 Flügel fans and guests for a broadside against the party's federal executive committee. He also criticized the party's Bavarian state arbitration court, which had certified that the Flügel was in, quote, competition with the AfD. The Office for the Protection of the Constitution classifies the Flügel as a case of suspicion in the area of right-wing extremism. The letter states, quote, with his speech at the meeting on Saturday, Bjorn Höcke violated internal party solidarity and thus stabbed our campaigners and members in the back. The majority of the members also reject the, quote, excessively exhibited cult of personality around Höcke, adding that, quote, the AfD is not and will not be a Bjorn Höcke party. More than 100 AfD functionaries and mandate holders demand in the letter that Höcke should limit himself to tasks in Thuringia. From the 1st of August, all Berlin school children will be able to use public transport free of charge. If you would like to be equipped with a new Berlin Verkehrsbetriebe travel card on time for this date, you must have submitted your application by July 10th at the latest, and in the future, on or by the 10th of every month for use the following month. The card can only be ordered online and is not available in BVLG customer centers. For the new application of the free student ticket, a valid Berlin student identity card, as well as a current photo, must be uploaded. The card is then sent by post and is valid for 4 years. In the case of high school students, the validity can also end beforehand. Pupils can use all buses, trams, and underground and suburban trains in the Berlin AB tariff zone free of charge. Bicycles can also be taken into public transport. All Berlin students with a valid student ID and also those Berlin children over 6 who are not yet attending school can use the ticket. As proof, the school's admission notice, the school allocation, or restitution notice from a Berlin authority can be uploaded. For a complete how-to and frequently asked questions, please follow the link in our show notes. More space for cyclists, less space for cars and trucks. This motto is to become reality on Frankfurter Allee in Friedrichshain. On the road leading out of town, a lane is to be taken away from automobiles in order to create a protected cycling lane. While preparations are dragging on, the district office Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg announced that the bike lane will be built this year. Spokeswoman Sarah Luhmann remarked the measure is to be implemented in the autumn. Sven Kohlmeier, SPD delegate for Karlsdorf and Hellersdorf, thinks little of the planned redesign of Frankfurter Allee. He warned that this road is an important link to East Berlin, adding, quote, I'm worried that car traffic will come to a standstill there. Even now, the route to the suburbs is often congested. From my point of view, this is about clientele policy for Greens in Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg. According to an expert, the warm June led to a mass development of jellyfish in several waters in the region. According to Dirk Ehlert of the Senate Department for Environment, Transport, and Climate Protection at the DPA's request, thousands of the small medusas have appeared, being found at Oberhavel and Unterhavel, as well as Mogelsee and Teglersee. Recently, several media outlets had reported about an occurrence at a public swimming spot in Spandau. Ehlert said that the development was currently declining again due to lower temperatures. The jellyfish, which are as big as a 2 euro piece, need warm water with a temperature of more than 25 degrees in order to develop into freely floating medusas, which appear more frequently on the surface. These jellyfish were sighted for the first time on the Havel in 1995 and in Berlin in 2003. Even in earlier hot summers of 2003 and 2006, there were some mass appearances in the Unterhavel. According to the information, the animals feed on plankton and benefit from clean water. They're not anything untypical, they're not a warning sign, and there's no need for action. They are harmless to humans and have no influence on the food chain of other animals. According to Ehlert, the lifespan of the animals is 6 weeks. The species is the only freshwater jellyfish in Central Europe, and is assumed that the jellyfish were originally introduced from Asia. Experts assume that global warming will lead to more frequent medusa formation. According to a spokeswoman of the State Office for Health and Social Affairs, or LAGESO, at the beginning of the week, employees of the state lab also looked for jellyfish when taking samples at a swimming spot in Spandau, but without success. According to a confirmation by Bavarian owner Dermafarm and as reported by RBB, the company BioDiat Berlin will close its 10 Berlin branches of Kräuterkühne on September 30th. The 50 employees in Berlin have already been dismissed. Hans-Joachim Kühne founded the medicinal herb house with its lime green containers a good 70 years ago, and 2 years ago he bought Dermafarm. He's explained that the products can no longer be, quote, continued profitably in the long term. Shops in other cities are also affected, and the branch in Hanover will close in November. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.